Welcome back, everyone, to another brand new episode, fun-filled episode, All Gas, No Trash. My name's Josh, here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, greetings, hello.
And as always, this is the No Curse Minute, sponsored by the slave drivers at Game Rage Magazine, as they forced us to sit in this literal sweatshop doing their bidding and promoting their product, which, quite frankly, I don't even know what that is. I'm promoting something, I don't even know what it is. But I guess that's what a little bit of money does for you. Maybe if you guys go over and subscribe to them, us, whoever, maybe we can get out of this sweatshop and maybe we can get a proper venue studio to do this in.
Maybe.
Maybe, but probably not. Anyways, all right, that ends that. So, today, Adam has come up with a bunch of episodes for us to do today, and this is the first of many.
Right.
So we're talking about Pixel Grip today, or this episode, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, as we've been talking about for the last handful of months, that we were anticipating or expecting Pixel Grip to release their third album, and it looks like we've got an announcement on a release date, which is June 12th, their new album comes out, and it is fucking called, this might be one of the coolest album titles I've ever heard.
Oh yeah?
It's called Percepticide.
Percepticide.
It's the death
of killing perception.
It's the death of reality.
Oh, dude. That's cool, man.
That's fucking rad. So there's no lore behind the album. They didn't drop the lore in the same way that L.A. Witch did with goddamn thesis.
You want to know why? It's because Pixel Grip doesn't need to drop lore.
They don't.
It speaks for itself.
It does speak for itself. So here are some of the credits that have been attributed to the people involved with the project. So written and produced by Pixel Grip and the entire trio. Mm. Lyrics written by Rita Lucchea. Mm. Recorded by Doug Malone at Gemdeck Studios. Mixed by Andrew Lappin at
Wax. I heard Doug Malone was like the sixth cousin of Post Malone. I don't know if that's true or not, but
I'm just made it up.
I don't know.
Okay, whatever.
I heard the word Malone and I was like, let me just say some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, go ahead.
So mixed by Andrew Lappin at Wax Limited Studios. Mastered by I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm going to say Rory O'Flaherty. So one of the things that's kind of interesting about the person that mixed their album, I don't know if he served as producer because that's not noted. It just says mixer. But this guy has worked with some interesting artists. I would say he's kind of tapped into what's kind of important with music right now.
Well, what sort of interesting artists has he worked with?
Well, namely, Lucy Dacus, who is one third of the former girl trio group of Boy Genius. Her latest album, Andrew Lappin worked on. And I think he also worked on Bar T Strange, both artists who have been featured on different talk shows. So this guy's kind of, it seems like, just within the two artists that we've mentioned, that he's kind of dialed into artists that are being featured in mainstream media and shit. So it's like, what does that mean for Pixel Grip, dude?
That is big things, I think.
I just have to say, man, amongst all the singles that we fucking heard in the last, very early on in the episodes that we made for this podcast, we talked about Pixel Grip when they made Bet You Do. And then we've kind of been going through each single leading up to this third album. This is the best thing that this is like some of the best music they've ever made. And I don't know what the future spells for them, but I hope this is the thing that puts them on the map. Cause I felt as though Arena was that thing, but it didn't catapult them in the way that I thought, but they played with a lot of interesting bands, but man, Split is like by far their best song that they've ever created. But so that's the latest on Pixel Grip as far as news is. Percepticide is their third album. The Death of Reality. I think it's very cool to title the album that specifically for the reason that, I think everybody's looking through life in multiple prisms. Like we're all fucked in the head.
Yeah, true. We're all just fucked in general too.
Yeah, we're all fucked in general. I'm like, oh, what a fitting title for an album that says that there's the death of reality, man. Nobody can agree on anything. None of us know what's going on, and all we have as our savior is this album and Pixel Grip.
Save us,
Pixel Grip. Why'd you pick Pixel Grip? So they did release a single that coincided with the announcement of their album, and so we're gonna listen to it and get a reaction.
All right, well, I'm down. What's the
track is called Reason to Stay.
Reason to Stay. All right, Pixel Grip. All right, so fire up your Google machines, your internets, and let's go ahead and check out Reason to Stay.
God damn, don't they look professional, man. Now? Like all their shit, everything that has to do with their, I don't know who the fuck they hired for their photos, but they look fucking rad, dude.
Yeah, man, this is a serious upgrade. Like,
yeah.
I mean, compared to, and I'm not trying to talk shit or nothing about the old stuff, but like you can clearly see there's a substantial improvement.
Yeah.
This shit looks amazing. All right. Let's listen to it.
We'll go ahead and listen to it.
All right, here we go. So it's Reason to Stay by Pixel Grip, the new single just released, hot off the press. All right, that was Reason to Stay, the new single by Pixel Grip. Your thoughts?
My thoughts, shit, man. This is a. I don't know where this track is gonna lie, but I feel like it's gonna be the intro for the album. I think it's a great opener. I think it would be a great opener, rather. Man, the things that I take away from this song, it feels like a mix of what Pixel Grip was doing on their first album, Heavy Handed, with like this standalone like bass synthesizer.
Yeah.
And then they like kind of layered on like this crunchy. No, I don't know how to describe it, like crunchy synthesizers, right? Or whatever it was. That feels like it's from Arena. So it feels like a kind of like a hybridization of their last two albums. And now we kind of get the amalgamation of that on Percepticide. This is fucking rad, dude. This feels like a. This is, I don't know if this is going to be a stretch or not, but the impression that I get from the song as well is it kind of reminds me of World in My Eyes from Depeche Mode. That's a really cool track from the album Violator. And the reason I say that is because it kind of has the same notes or beats, not literally, but like in the lyrics, I suppose.
Yeah.
About perception, like a perception of reality. And
yeah,
I don't know. I think that's fucking cool, man. Like I think what they're doing right now is their best work yet.
Yeah.
All right. So I just want to quickly point out that song is not solely about perception. It's more about pushing yourself to the limit,
yeah,
or having somebody push yourself to the limit. But yeah, these have been great tracks. And I hope there's at least 13 songs so we get at least, you know, 8 additional songs that we can hear, because there have been quite a bit of. Wait, how many songs have been released? Bet You Do. Split. This one. I think there's one additional one. I could be wrong. Well, anyways,
yeah.
What do you think of it?
Oh, that shit was fire, man. All right. So I don't know if I've said this before, but I'm going to say it now. It's already too late because they got Trent Reznor doing the theme, the soundtrack for that new Tron movie. Okay, yeah. But whatever, like, the next one is, dude, Pixel Grip, they should let them fucking do the soundtrack. Also, invariably, or I should say inevitably, when they remake the fucking Matrix movies, this is like some Matrix shit. Like, this would go, those movies, if they reboot the Matrix, it's probably going to suck balls, but the soundtrack would be fire if they had Pixel Grip do it, because like that this is some shit that would be like perfect for that. Like,
yeah, you know, it's interesting. So I think we're going to talk about this in another episode, but Pixel Grip is unsigned at the moment, and I don't think they're going to go back to being signed. But there is a record label, or I speculate, and so many others speculate, that could play into film. And if you want to learn more about that, I think you got to check into the episode that we'll be releasing. You'll know what we're talking about because we're talking about film, and this has to do with a particular studio that has made a music division within their company, I guess. So we'll leave it at that. And wait, do you have anything else to say?
No, this is just gonna be great. I can't fucking wait for this album.
Yeah, I mean, dude,
when is it coming out? June what? 12th? 14th?
June 12th.
Oh fuck, man.
So we're
right around the corner, like a month away, basically.
Yeah, we're a month away. So, dude, June's gonna be a good month. So we have Jelly Haha, and then we have Pixel Grip with her third album. My God. My God, have they really stepped up their shit. Their music has never sounded better. It's, look, Sextile.
Man, they're now.
Yeah.
They don't get out of here. They're not even close.
Yeah. They're going to leapfrog them, honestly.
Yeah.
With their third album. Oh, this, with the shit they're putting out, man, this is fucking gold.
Jover.
Anyways, it's Jover. anyways, thank you for listening. And if you, like I said, if you want to listen to the episode about where we think Pixel Grip should go, for this new company that just arose, go ahead and tune into that episode once we release it. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. And yeah, I guess we'll catch you guys on the next one.